Welcome to The Little Big Show, highlighting and celebrating how little things can make a big impact in our community. I'm Loretta Wright, editor of Life in Magazines and event facilitator of the annual Business Awards, the ABBAs, right here in Bromley. Not only the largest, but also the greatest of the London boroughs. So grab a cuppa as we dive into this week's need to know stories, conversations and information. Inspiring the community, 1 minute at a time. I feel like this week I should do a little bit of a drum roll, except I don't really have the capability of making that noise. Maybe Mick can help me out here. So the special announcement this week is that the Above and Beyond Bromley Business Awards are now officially open. Ta-ta-ta! So that means that you can enter to win, or you could nominate someone to win. So let's have a look through. We've got, if you're a business, you can enter one of 10 awards. I'm just going to quickly run through them. Best startup, best nonprofit / charity, best environmental / sustainability, best social impact, best independent business, best high street business, best micro business, best hospitality business, best creative or growth or innovation company, and long standing business award. So they're the ones that you could put yourself forward for. And then in terms of nominating someone in the community, you can put them forward for the best apprentice or newcomer, best employee, nominate a business personality of the year, and nominate a community hero. They don't have to work in business. They can be anyone that helps out in the community. There must be someone you can think of and think how happy they would be to be nominated. Let's put these guys on a pedestal. These are the unsung heroes of our society. Let's champion them. Let's celebrate them. Let's nominate them. That's the Above and Beyond Bromley Business Awards. So you can find out all the information you need to at the-abbas, which is abbas.co.uk. Have a look at there. If you've got any questions, then you can email awards at lifeinmagazines with an S on the end, .co.uk. Now, the reason that I brought this up, obviously it's a big deal for us, for the whole Bromley Borough, the ABBAs, the awards. Let's celebrate and highlight local businesses because, you know, they deserve to be recognised. They contribute to the UK economy. More importantly, they contribute to the local economy. So they're putting money back into where we live. So the reason I brought this up is because it brings me nicely onto my guest for today. And we had a good old chat, Saz and I. Saz has got some incredible ideas around her own awards, which she's doing for youngsters. I won't go into it too much. Suffice to say, I think it's an amazing initiative. And we are, as publishers at Life in Magazines, we are looking to become involved in that because we just believe it's such a great initiative, and why wouldn't we? So I guess we just dive right into it. Saz, thank you so much for joining us today. I wanted to try and pronounce your surname, but I'll allow you to do that first.
Have a go at saying it. It's very easy. Easier than you think.
Want to go, Maud?
You done it.
Is it? Oh, perfect.
I mean, it is a long name, but it's so easy. Just think of want to go, but want to go, and it's Maud, and you're perfect.
Oh, I feel better about that already.
Thank you for having me, anyway, Loretta. Thank you so much for the platform.
You're more than welcome. Now, you and I, well, we go a little way back, don't we? Because we met quite a while ago at Later to Latte in Bromley, and at the time I think you hadn't said it, but you were talking about setting up this academy for young people. Do you want to just sort of talk a little bit about your background, how, you know, you led to sort of like wanting to do that?
Right, so you're absolutely correct. We met way back, Ladies Who Latte. Got to give a big shout to them for having that platform as well. And yes, at the time when we met, I was contemplating starting this academy for young people. Coming from a background of I'm very passionate about performing arts, but if I'm being really honest, Loretta, it was really my son that really kind of like initiated that flame for me to do something for young people. And one of the things that I love about the Bromley borough, it is a beautiful borough, it's diverse, and it's got a lot to offer. One of the things that I have to say that I wasn't seeing is that collaboration between the arts, namely the performing arts. And I really wanted to do something to bring that kind of community together, because as individuals, we've all got creativity, and I just wanted to harness it, especially from the perspective of young people. So I started this journey of researching what was available within the Chislehurst and the Pen, all that area, to ascertain what could I then do. Accompanying my son on his castings, I realized that young people are so passionate, they're determined, they've got immense resilience when it comes to something that they're passionate about. And at the time, he was going for a very big audition. And can I say what it was for?
Yeah, of course.
He was attending the audition for The Lion King. And
Amazing. That's just incredible, isn't it?
it was just it madness. Honestly, Loretta, the amount of young people that were going for that audition was incredible. And the thing that I noticed is that the young people attending the auditions, the professionalism, the dedication, you know, that each and every one of them were walking in. You know, they say young people don't really know what they want, but I am a great believer that there are some young people who really do know from a very young age, Loretta, what it is that they really do want in life. And I feel as adults, it's our duty as mentors or parents or carers to harness that and to kind of help them to identify the weaknesses and the strengths in the areas that they're pursuing, and to ascertain what's the reason, and to help them and to assist them. So as a mum of a child who at the very tender age was like 9, that he really realized this is what I really want to do. I wasn't a pushy mum. I was just one of those mums that you would observe. When I'd go with him, I'd just observe what was going on. And I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if we just had an award ceremony that wasn't individually in each school, but that was community based, that many of the young people who really wouldn't go on to going into that career, but participated in it, would have that opportunity of being recognised and celebrated. And not just them, the mentors and the teachers and the leaders that helped them on that journey. So,
Amazing. Let's go back then. So you were inspired by your son, which is just wonderful to be inspired by family and to have that passion. So when you were envisaging this, the awards, how did you see it happening? Where did you start, more importantly? Because presumably you haven't done anything like this before. It must have been a little bit daunting for you.
Well, let me let you into a secret. When I first had that dream and that vision, he had made his Western debut when he was 6 years old, in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Whistle Down the Wind. And I had that vision from then. However, because I was at university, I couldn't really pursue it. I didn't have that time. So once I got into the third year of doing my degree, I set about researching. So I started the research, went to the creme de la creme of young agents, and really asked them, what would you think about an award ceremony for young people in performing arts? And they all came on board, and they really helped me to bring that vision to light. So the first award ceremony, to be honest with you, Loretta, was done in 2003. That was a pilot. And from that batch came the young who are now phenomenal in their career. So you had the Pixie Lotts, the Nicholas Holt, the Aaron Johnsons, my son. All of them came from that batch. So 2003, when they were unknowns, just making debuts on stage and singing, they were the first ones that received the, at the time, it was called the ACER Awards, the Annual Children's Entertainment Awards. And that is where the vision started, the research was done, and as I said, the first pilot was done. After obviously attending university, I then put it on hold because Tosh was then really busy, and I really wanted to be with him whilst he was pursuing that journey. Although he had a magnificent chaperone, and that was Denise Van Outen's mum and father. They were absolutely just beautiful. So once I knew that he was in safe hands, it gave me that harness to go out and start really working on the awards. And
Fantastic.
yeah, and that's where it started.
Amazing. So how long would you say it took from the initial conception, the initial idea to fruition when you had the first one?
So 2003, we started to put it all together, and it took about, I would say, 7 months because of the professionals and those that came on board to bring that vision to really light for me. It's 6 months preparation, and we held the first one in the Grosvenor House Hotel.
Oh wow, this is just incredible. That's and it's
Yeah.
such a beautiful hotel. I've been there myself.
Yeah,
It's just amazing.
that is where the first, but then as Tosh obviously pursued his career and he was just getting, deeper and better and, making a name for himself. For me as a mum with a child that, thank God, he knew what he wanted, he did it the right way, he went to college, went to uni, did it on his own back. I thought, I now want to give back to my community. I now want to be able to help other young people because, performing arts is not just about performance, Loretta. It's about young people being able to express. It's about young people being able to be themselves. It's about young people respecting their peers, respecting community. So for me, the awards was a perfect platform for them to tell their story.
Absolutely. Do you want to explain a little bit actually, because we haven't touched on this, but the company, and you're talking about the umbrella company, so it's the Young Entertainers Academy Awards is what you host. But do you want to give a little bit of background on that?
Absolutely. So the Young Entertainers Academy Awards is the umbrella. Underneath that umbrella, then is the Young Entertainers in the Community Awards, which is the awards ceremony that anyone can nominate a young person from the age of 8 to 24 that is in performing arts. It doesn't have to be attending a performing arts school. It could be a Saturday club. It could be they just participate in performing arts in college, in school, mainstream school, or even those that have been that are going to special schools. So there are 12 categories and a category to suit everyone that participates in performing arts, be it a young person that sings, dance, or a leader, or a special child that shows that kind of quality in the arts, but because of a disability or because they feel that, they can't pursue it, of course you can.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. In terms of so people can nominate, others for the awards. How far does this go out? Is it just for the Southeast or?
At the moment, it is for the southeast of
Yeah.
London. We do envisage, as long as we can get the actual sponsorship and those involved, to really make it a national. We
Right.
really want it to be an award ceremony that is Bromley. It's about our borough, but it's open to all. So we want to put it on the calendar that people are coming into Bromley. They're going to come and they're going to see an absolutely fantastic award ceremony for young people. But it's Bromley initiated. So yeah.
So how are you doing your marketing? Are you advertising? I mean, what sort of, how can people find out about it? Where would they find out about
So
it?
marketing, you're in that field, Loretta. That is like what takes up a bulk of your business. So for me at this present moment, we've got it on our social media platforms. We reach out via social medias, we send out emails to performing arts schools and colleges, etc., etc., word of mouth. And to be honest with you, it is really our sponsors that sponsor us that spreads the word as well. So at the moment, that's how we're getting the word out there.
Amazing. And networking, you forgot to mention
And networking
networking, because
and people like you that give this platform where I can talk about the work that we are doing. So that's really the way that we are marketing it at the moment.
yes, no, that's fantastic. Who would you say, this is an interesting question for you, who would you say have been your biggest influences and mentors throughout your journey?
I have to be honest and saying, I know this is no chance cheesy, my son.
Yeah.
My sons, they've been the real, we as adults, we sometimes feel that young people can't be the ones that uplift us and give us that push when we're even feeling low. And to be honest with you, Loretta, they have been, because I've got another son, but he's in TV. So I've got one that's in TV and one that's on stage and film and blah blah.
Wow, they were born to be stars, your kids. That's amazing.
And they have been my real inspiration and my motivation.
What when you say your motivation is inspiration, what were you doing before, what's your back, your history?
My history is I did go to a performing arts school when I was young. I went to Italia Conte. In those days, it, to be honest with you, it was kind of like an elite thing. If your parents couldn't afford to send you, you couldn't go. However, for myself, because of a very good primary school teacher who approached my parents and said, she's really got this extreme talent for arts, and if nothing else, we can help you to put her through Italia Conte. So with the help of my school, mainstream school, and my parents, I went to Italia Conte on Saturday mornings and was joined by Lina Zavaroni, and I think it was Bonnie Langford who was in my class as well, that I was in their class. So that was my background. But if I'm being really honest, Loretta, I was good at it, very good at it, but I didn't take to the actual performance side of it. I was more interested in the business side of it. I was more interested in seeing talent. And I have to be honest, I had an exceptional eye for saying that young person has got talent and they're going to be good at what they do. And I pursued it that way. So in leaving school, I then went into doing taking a degree in media, and then going on to university, and obviously having a degree in media and the arts and radio and the rest of it. And then I went into the corporate world. And I think the reason I went into the corporate world, I just wanted to have a job. I just wanted to make money and get, and I was married, I had a family, and I felt that, I needed to make money. So I pursued the corporate world, began in offshore, and that's where I stayed for 10 years. And if I'm being really honest, it was the pandemic that really allowed me to then decide either you are going to continue in full-time work or you're going to look at what you've initiated within the community and work at it full-time. And I just decided to take that chance and do the awards full-time.
Yeah, that's just amazing. And I mean, when you're doing something out of passion, that's it doesn't feel for me. I mean, I love what I do, as you know, and it doesn't ever feel
Lucky you.
like, yeah. And they talk about the work-life balance, and I'd like to think I'm trying my best to have that, but I like to see it as a more of a blended lifestyle
Absolutely.
because, the work that I do gives me great joy. So
Absolutely.
why would I think I've got to stop something or curtail something that I absolutely
Exactly.
love doing? And I don't
Exactly.
feel like I'm exhausting myself in some respects doing it. So I talk about your typical day. I mean, how does that look?
My typical day can start. I mean, I don't have a typical day, Loretta. I'll give you an example. Yesterday was bank holiday, just got back from being away. Fine, great. Today I've woken up and my son said to me, "You're going to BGT tonight." Hello? "You're going to see Britain's Got Talent tonight." That's my days. My son, Josh, could ring me up and say to me, "Mum, what you got on tonight?" And, "Oh, I've got somewhere to go. You're coming with me." So I don't have typical days, but what I do do, there are certain routines that I do every day. Like starting my day is about meditation first, and getting to that point where my day begins on a good footing. So I have to feel that embracement of the world and, go out there with positivity. So I begin my day like that. And then I'll look through the emails, get those done, as you would as well. You look through those emails in case you've got urgent emails or whatever, get those out the way. And then I start thinking, okay, what do I then now need to do to forward the awards, to push what I'm doing out there more? And that's how my day really does begin. Who do I need to contact? Have I done that? Have I ticked that box? And that's how my day really begins.
When are the awards actually, says? When do they take place?
26th of October.
Right, okay, so
October,
later
yeah.
in the year, perfect. So the countdown is on.
Yes, it is. Definitely.
What would you say the most rewarding aspects of what you do?
Really giving, not really providing a platform for young people to tell their stories and to really hear about, there are so many young people that are in the arts, and let's talk about performing arts because the arts is our history, it's our culture. Without the arts, we wouldn't really know about certain things, paintings, artists, historical buildings. That's the arts. But if we're concentrating on performing arts for some young people is their sanctuary. It's their magical world if they so happen to be in a home where it's not happy or, whatever it is, for some people that's the sanctuary, that's their magical place
And a safe space, possibly, where they can be themselves.
Absolutely, Loretta. It's that safe space. It's that space where they can become whoever they feel that they want to become. So I think for me, it's about seeing a young person who would come to the awards and be totally isolated from their world, and then to see them spring out and become themselves, because they're with their peers, that the common denominator that they have is that they participate in performing arts.
Yeah, so of course.
They can share and they can speak about that part of their world, of their life, of their being. So I think it's about a young person who comes in. Our motto is, from small acorns, large trees grow. And that is really what it's, for me, it's about, Loretta, a child, a young person coming in, and they're so into themselves. And then you find that as they find who they are and they become who they are within themselves and they're happy with that, they then become this very large tree, and it's to see that development.
I bet. I mean, that must be incredible for you to see that transformation and to know that you've helped them as well. I mean, it comes from a place of love, really. So, well,
a lot of people, when it comes to award ceremonies, some people look at it as a competitive thing. And, you know, I always say to parents and to people, I say to my boys, the world is a competitive world. And whether we like it or not, if you're not even saying to your child, oh, participate in that and participate in that, and you get, if you don't equip your child with those skills, competitiveness, failure to them will be a harder thing.
Yeah, of course, of course. And resilience is so important with young kids, I think. Just, you know, being able to bounce back and give it another go.
Absolutely. So the awards is really about a young person or those that are nominated being appreciated, being celebrated, the community being able to say thank you so much for what you have contributed to the arts.
Yeah.
Some of them, so they start 6 years old and they're still doing it in the, well in their six, well into when they're 16.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, imagine, and I know that you know, being a journalist, you know what I mean. Imagine when you go to a BAFTA or you go to the Olivier's. Those are adults that are being, you know, nominated and celebrated. Think of Bromley having that kind of award for our young people.
Yeah.
We in the community saying we love our borough and we love what our young people are doing and we want to celebrate them and the leaders that make this possible.
So you and I have a very similar, you know, vision with, you know, for me with the ABBAs, highlighting and celebrating businesses that are often go unheard of or, Absolutely. As I like to call them, the unsung heroes. And it's true. And I understand why. I understand. You feel like almost like a certain responsibility. No one else is doing it. Okay, we need it to be done. I'm going to do it. So
yeah, and congratulations on that magazine, because you know, I've read it, I've looked at it, and I'll be honest and tell you, there were certain things in it, Loretta, I would not have known, I would not have heard of, and I wouldn't read about. So you know, it's that kind of thing, taking that responsibility if you can, and that's what you've done.
And imparting some knowledge, isn't it? It's spreading on what you know.
This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to spread it, and it benefits the community in that way.
Let's talk about community, actually, Saz. In terms of the awards, how do you see them contributing to the local and broader performing arts communities? And what challenges do you think, or are you facing, or do you envisage that you'll face in growing the awards? Because it's not just you've started them, you started something absolutely amazing, you've got this vision in, you know, growing them, but with that comes its challenges. So how do you see them contributing to the local and broader performing arts communities as they are now, and then in terms of the growth?
To be perfectly truthful, I'd love the performing arts community to look at the awards as not something that an individual's doing. I'd really like them to embrace it as it's an awards ceremony for our community. And if we can build on that, and if we could come together, we would then, I personally feel, be building something that would be beneficial to young people that's from disadvantaged backgrounds. We then could use funds to help those whose parents may not be in a position to afford for them to go to performing arts schools. We may be in the position for young people who have never gone to the theatre to give them the opportunity to go to the theatre. We then collectively, I think it would be good to have a board that would be able to sit together and say, okay, where are we now going to bring this? Okay, we're doing it in the southeast. Are we going to take it to Leeds? Are we going to take it? What are we now going to do? That is how I would love to see moving forward with an awards of this kind. And to be honest with you, Loretta, it to me would be the first of its kind where we are looking at performing arts in a serious way. You know, the arts brings in billions to the economy. There are over 300 theatres in the UK, where I think it's about 85 of those are in London. So it is an important part of our lives. It is an important part of our economies. It is an important part of us as a community. So I would love really for the community, those that are passionate about young people, those that are passionate about performing arts, let's get together. Businesses that, you know, think it is important to invest in our young, you know, sponsor us, help us to grow that so we can give back to the community and we can help our young people who show an interest in that area to grow.
Perfect. Yeah, sounds amazing. It's brilliant. I love the fact that you've got your vision and your plan. You've thought of everything. You know your stats inside out. Blown away with that. Well done.
It's important, Loretta, to know that, because I think that, I mean, I know that I was listening to the Parliament speech and there was a baroness that was speaking about what does the Crown intend to do about the arts? You know, what do they intend to do?
Yeah.
You know, what do they intend to do about the arts? It's very important to have that conversation, because the arts is the last thing to have been thought about when it was the pandemic.
Yeah.
They had to get themselves out of that predicament.
Yeah.
There were a lot of young people who left university, college, left with no jobs. Some, I'm sure, because of that experience, decided to take another route.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right, of course.
It's a wider, I'm so passionate about it. It's a wider, you know, thing, Loretta. There's so much that I would like to be able to do, and I know that I can't do that on my own.
Of course, yeah. Well, you know, they say it takes a village and all that, doesn't it? But it's the same with, you know, businesses and growing something of this magnitude. You need a team around you and a good team at that.
That's the word, a good team.
A good team. Solid, reliable, you know.
Solid, good team, yes.
Saz, can you share a story where the community aspect of the awards made a significant impact? You know, might be talking about an individual or, I mean, without naming names, obviously, for GDPR reasons, but can you give us an example?
There are so many, but let me think if I can think of, one particular, one really lovely experience, and that was from a young nominee that was put forward and really never ever saw themselves ever going to a reputable performing arts school. And because of a few good people that saw that potential, came to me and said, you know, do you feel that this person, individual, would be great to be put forward? I said, you'd never know unless you put them forward as a nominee. They were put forward. And the good thing about the awards, Loretta, is that we use professionals in the industry. So we use that those that are in the West End as our judges and those that are in the community. So we call on their expertise in regards to judging the nominee applications that are put forward, nomination applications that are put forward. And this particular young person was identified by the judges as having extreme potential. And they went on to win in that particular category. They were absolutely, they were blown away, and it changed their lives forever because of that, they then applied to a reputable performing arts school and was accepted. And the beauty about that, they didn't forget the awards. They didn't forget those that were instrumental in helping that journey. And they invited us to come and see their first annual.
Oh, amazing. And that's just incredible.
That for me.
Yeah. Icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Well, you gave them the opportunity. And like you said, you know, without that opportunity, they wouldn't. You were the stepping stone for them, essentially, weren't you?
I think it both sides. It was, we were the stepping stone. And those that really knew that the potential was there had that enthusiasm and the dedication to say, well, we're going to go forward, ask and put you forward. And that's what they did. They could have sat on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Funny enough, something I wanted to ask was how do the awards help young performers in their artistic and personal development? But I think you've pretty much nailed that in one question. I mean,
I think that a lot of people don't realise that when you have award ceremonies, there are so many different people that attend, Loretta, from diverse backgrounds. It's not just about people attending that are in the arts. It's so many. And it only takes that one person that's within the audience or that one person that's come to be a judge to recognise a talent in a young person and to approach them.
Yeah.
And their lives could change for there. Don't get me wrong. When you have a child that's talented and they're going into film, television, all those kind of areas, they're you know, people have that preconceived idea that it's wonderful and it's hard work. And if you don't do your homework, it can sometimes be a detriment. It doesn't always have to be something that is looked upon as being wonderful. You really do need to have certain things in place for that young person to have a balanced life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, Lorenz? So their child is not taken away. They still can grow and they still can enjoy their youth and on that journey. So I do think that's very important.
It is. And it's important to celebrate the young talent in the performing arts, I think. Yeah.
I do. I think it's a wonderful thing to just see their faces and to listen to what they talk about.
And it's hard enough. I often talk about children and, you know, they do. It's just imagine when you're a child and the first thing you do. I mean, very often their experiences are the first thing that they've actually experienced it. And we're so used to it as adults. We take it for granted. And then it frustrates me when I see adults lose their temper at children who are trying something for the first time, perhaps, and getting angry with them. And I'm thinking, but when you're learning a new skill or a new task, you don't get it immediately, you know. So already these children may lack a little bit of confidence. They may not feel they're good enough. So, you know, by hosting these awards and encouraging them to, you know, reveal their natural talents and to really go for it, I just think it's wonderful from a self-confidence point of view, if anything else, you know.
Absolutely. And let's face it, self-esteem is something that when you feel bad about yourself and your confidence is low, you can't really put out, you can't really give the real potential of who you are. So it takes, I mean, you can get to a point where you can overly congratulate a child or overly praise the child. So you've got to find that balance as well. Do you know what I mean, Loretta? But at the same time, it is so important when for young people to have self-esteem
and
to feel confident about who they are because of technology, because of the social, you know, social on the web and all the rest of it. They have access to so much now that they look at other people, they compare themselves, and then they can feel low about who they are. So, you know, as parents, as community, it is our responsibility.
Yeah.
It is. I always, you know, I'm a 70s child. So for me, community was everything. You knew Mrs. Brown that lived down the road. And if mummy wasn't around and Mrs. Brown saw you doing something that was, excuse me, does your mum know you're doing that? They are reprimanding you. These days, you can't do, I mean, you can't do it, Loretta. It's like, you see a child doing something, it's like, oh, excuse me. It's everything's just changed.
It has changed. It's changed a lot. And I agree with you. Yeah.
And, you know, we have to allow young people to be young people. We have to allow them to have fun. We've got they must be able to grow up. They must be able to smell roses. Grind trees. Come on, you know.
Exactly. Slow down. Enjoy the little things. Yeah.
Things like that. So, yeah, it is. It for me, it really is about allowing them to really explore who am I.
Yeah, and that's so important.
I don't want to be like Sue. I'm me. There's only one of you.
And these are the little things that make a big difference. These are the little things.
Absolutely. And that uniqueness is what makes you. So concentrate on you. Don't try to be like Susie. Look at yourself and love yourself and accept who you are. And you know, this thing about what people think, try to harness it. People will always think what they want to think.
Yeah.
You can't
Wise words, very wise words. You know, stay in your lane, like you said. I always try to think. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's hard because I know as adults we compare and what we're doing with it. And as children, you know, they're always, but just stay in your lane because you are who you are and don't try and be someone you're not.
Absolutely. If someone's doing something and they're really making a difference and they're really going, embrace them, celebrate them. You know, if you can help them, if you can do something, do that. You'll feel better about yourself.
Absolutely.
I say to people, I don't understand it. I have a real problem when I think, why do you want to be a bully? Why do you want to hate on someone? You know, how do you feel good about that?
No, I think that a lot of that stems from their own insecurities, though. You know, a lot of that is, or it's perpetual cycle, you know, cyclical. Yeah. With those are often the bullies are being bullied, whether at home or, you know, by someone else. It's a sad, but I know the schools are trying to tackle it, but it's such an important, you know, it's topic, important. Isn't it?
So absolutely important. It really is, Loretta. And I think that's where the arts come in. And I really do. I personally feel performing arts, young people that participate in it, is a loving community, is the community where they can be themselves. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure you must get some challenges. They must get some challenges. But because they can be themselves, they can walk in with one earring on and one earring off and their hair blue. And, you know, don't get that criticism, because that's their creative side. They're exploring that and they're allowed to do that. So, yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. You mentioned the judging earlier. They yeah. are professional. So can yeah. you explain a little bit about how that works? So someone would get nominated. They would fill in a form, presumably online. Yeah. And that would then go to the judges. The judges That's would great. Look at that. What happens? Well, how many judges are there? How would they look at it? How would they? Yeah. What criteria? What judging criteria? So
usually have three judges. And obviously the categories, as I said, there's 12 categories. The application is sent in, and it's accompanied with a 3-minute video. So they would send in the video or a self-tape, depending on the category, goes to the judges. The judges then would obviously view it, look it over, give a score, and all that is totaled up. And then you'll get the nominees. And from the nominees, each category, you usually will have 4 nominees.
So a shortlist, you mean?
So that shortlist is So you've got the nominations coming in, then you've got nominees, which is the shortlist. And from the shortlist, you then get the winner.
Fantastic. And
the judges that then will decide for each category who that winner is.
And when is the winner announced? At the award ceremony?
At the award ceremony. So what we tend to do, Loretta, is we tend to give the finalists, and then the actual winners are nominated at the glitzy awards ceremony.
Amazing.
And, you know, I see the young people coming in their dresses and their tops, and it's so lovely.
All the glad rags.
All the glad rags and all that. It really is lovely. So, and it, again, that part of the awards ceremony is I wanted to give them that real celebrator kind of like reception. I wanted them to feel like, wow, is this for us? And so we always give them a green room where they can go and they can talk with each other and they can mingle and, you know, get to know each other from different schools and talk about their journey before, obviously, the awards ceremony starts. And then, you know, you get the judges who can talk with them, and they have access to these judges that are professionals, so they can talk to them as well.
What age range are we talking?
From 8 to 24.
Right. So obviously the younger ones will bring their parents or bring a parent.
Absolutely. The younger ones are accompanied by a parent or obviously a chaperone to the award ceremony. And we tend to kind of like try to get those categories out of the way in the event that the younger ones
need to get back. Terms of, so you've got sponsors, are you doing it at the Grosvenor House again hotel?
No, we're fortunate to this year to be sponsored by Goldsmith University London. Yeah. So the actual award ceremony will be taking place in that beautiful great hall in
the University. Yeah. Amazing. Oh, crikey. That's amazing. Well, I started off by going to university at Goldsmiths. Oh, I started off with a psychology degree and ended up moving. But the building there is amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So this year, that is where it's going to be held on the 26th of October.
In the evening? Is it in the evening?
Yes, it's going to be. I'm not going to say too much of it now because we're trying to do something different.
Okay.
So, you know, to give something special. And if that goes ahead, then it's going to be kind of different.
And in terms of tickets, how, I mean, you know, people pay to attend the...
pay to attend the awards ceremony. It will be tickets by Eventbrite.
Right, okay. Eventbrite. And do you have to wait for an invite? You can't just get Joe Bloggs turning up or to...
Anyone that would like to attend the awards ceremony, they will need to go onto Eventbrite to buy the tickets. And what they will do is get an invite from the school, from the parents will just get a straight invite and they can go on and secure their tickets.
Right, okay, that's fine. And in terms of prices, is there a range?
You know that the awards started in the Churchill to begin with, the Churchill Theatre. I have to, you know, give a big shout to the Churchill. The Churchill hosted the awards for 3 years running. And absolutely, if it wasn't for the mere fact, really, we really did want to take it to the large auditorium in the Churchill. And because obviously where we were where the awards was held, we outgrew that space. So that's and wonderful for the Goldsmiths to come on board for us to be holding it in the Great Hall. So to be perfectly honest, the ticket prices is going to be based on the Churchill prices, which was £25 per ticket. So we're going to keep it like that. We're not going to put it up. We're going to keep it as
lovely. What? How many people do you envisage? What's the capacity, Seth?
Well, the capacity for the Great Hall is 500.
Wow, incredible. So, at least you've got room to grow there as well.
And not only that, Loretta, we do intend to give away X amount of free tickets to allow some young people that would never be able to go to an awards ceremony to be able to come, because we have the capacity to do that. We can do that.
That's amazing. Good for you. That's brilliant. You mentioned there's 12 categories. Are you sticking with that? Do you envisage that growing at all? Or
yes, we do envisage not just growing, but changing as well. There's been quite a few emails that have come in and said, would you not consider doing? Because you must remember there's young people that are back off screen. There's backstage. There's, you know, technical. There's so many areas of performing art that we've not touched on.
Yeah.
So, you've got the singing, the dance and all the rest of it, but you've got those that do camera, you've got those that do audit, you've got so many areas, wardrobe, etc. So, we'd love to be able to really take it further. But you know, Loretta, it depends on the sponsorship, it depends on funding, it depends on so many things to get that out there. And that's why a good team.
Yeah, absolutely. And credit to Goldsmiths for, you know, for sponsoring, because it's the same for me, you know, running the Abbas. It could not go ahead without the sponsors, the people that believe in your vision, what understand why you are holding these awards. And get it and back it. I mean, you know, to put their name behind it is amazing. So
absolutely. Performing arts schools, wonderful. The performing arts schools that have put their young person forward and not looked at it as, oh, what kind of award is this? You know, okay, they know the BAFTAs and the Olivias and all that, and maybe they want to go and put them. What they've got to realise is the BAFTAs, the Olivias, they all started from a seed. Where they are today.
Yeah.
It's no difference to the Young Entertainers and Community Awards. It starts from a seed. We don't know what it's going to be in 5 years.
Starts with one small step and then who knows? I mean, but the sounds of it, it's going great guns. And, you know, I truly believe that you already have turned this into something quite remarkable. But you're on this path now and you can tell with your passion. It's wonderful what you're doing. So credit to you. Honestly, it's just brilliant. Right. This is the Little Big Show. What little things do you do in life that make a big difference?
Smile.
Personal or professional? What do I do?
I tend to send out in the mornings, I tend to send out quotes, everyday quotes to my friends, or ring a friend that I've not really spoken to and send a message, you know, to them. I like to see people happy. I tend to smile at strangers and smile when I'm on tube, and you know, sometimes you're sitting on a tube and you see somebody very sad and you give them a smile and then they smile back and you think, great, you know things like that. So the little things as human beings, Larissa, that we tend to stop doing, do you know, because of this fast-paced life that we just forget to be human, to be ourselves, to remember whatever's happening today, tomorrow's going to be a different day.
And you're quite right about the whole smiling or even laughing. I remember reading somewhere, you know, children laugh X amount of, you know, times a day, and adults do like a quarter of that. And it is important to smile and laugh. See the humour in things.
It absolutely. It's just about, you know, yes, there are certain, you know, things in life, situations, adversities that really take tugs at you. I know that you know that. And you've got to keep looking at the positive and try to be very positive about it, or, you know, it can bring you down. So yeah. I tend to really just look at things as, for every problem there's a solution. Let me
absolutely find it. I love that optimism, just the half glass full. Brilliant. Absolutely my type of person.
My sons, honestly, right, they are, honestly, I'm not just saying it, they are just, I keep saying, are they mini human, mini adults? They just have this very vibrant spirit about them. And I think that it's kind of like, I should dilute it in them, but they've like kind of diluted it. So yeah, it's kind of like that. We do believe that, you know, every human being is special. We've all got attributes. We've all got a purpose. Let's find it.
And you're capturing that beautifully. So, you know, in doing these awards. Right, I've got a couple of more questions for you, Saz, but while you are answering those, I'm just going to drop in. I will be asking you what your favourite song is, or what song you would like us to play straight after this. So have that in the back of your mind. Okay. And in the meantime, I want to know what community means to you, because obviously you talk about community a lot, but what does community mean to you?
Community to me, Loretta, is embracement. It's loving your community and loving the diversity, the difference. It's about being one, you know, not looking at people in any negativity, but embracing the diversity, embracing the difference, loving, respecting, looking out for things in your community that can make it better, looking for that person within your community that's sad that you possibly could assist and help. It's about people. It's about realizing that we, in the community that we live in, we have choices. We can get up in the mornings and we can choose to, if nothing else, have a breakfast, whereas there are other communities, they don't have that choice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's gratitude. It's being grateful for the community that we have.
I think you touched on gratitude. I mean, that is so important. And they do say, yeah, report the happiness reports. And, you know, the people that are the most happy and content with their lives are those that are grateful for what they have, not always looking for what they can get. You know, it's like, look at what you have. Be grateful for what you have, because there's so many people that are unfortunate and don't have what we have. Absolutely. You know, so just to recognize and stop and pause and go, actually, my goodness me, aren't I lucky to have warm water, you know, for a hot shower? That's just absolutely so cool. You know, just
absolutely
silly
little things. That's to me, that's what community means. It means really just being grateful.
Yeah, no, I love that. That's fantastic. So Saz, people listening to, you know, you on the show and thinking, oh, I could nominate so-and-so, or maybe so-and-so would want to take part in the awards, or this sounds great, I want to be involved from a sponsorship point of view. They're, whatever it is, they're going to need to know how, why, when, what. As in, let's give them your details. How can they find out more? Let's talk about, you know, where your email, the website. What's
the website? Website is the Young Entertainers Academy Awards.
.com.
So that's the website. And then you've got the social media, which is Instagram, Facebook, and the rest, is at Yay Awards UK.
So when you say Yay Awards, it's YEAA.
WA, just Yay, YEA, and the word Awards UK. Perfect. That's the Instagram. And also for our email address is info@yayawards.com.
Fantastic. And is that that's brilliant. I think people can go and look it up, go and follow you on social, you know, follow the journeys.
We've got our sponsorship pack on our website. Find our sponsorship pack on the website, go directly, just download it, and you've got all the details.
Amazing. That's fantastic. Is there anything else that you want to share or that we haven't covered that you think is important that you want to mention?
No, I think you've done a great job, to be honest with you.
I think you have too, Saz.
You've done a great job. I just want people to really look at this awards as being something that, you know, I think it can be something special for our community, for our young people. I think it can go on to helping a lot of young people from disadvantaged backgrounds, those that have been excluded from mainstream school that, you know, are talented, but maybe will not have the opportunity to participate in an area that they are passionate about. So, yeah, I would like parents, I would like schools, I would like performing arts schools, mummy, daddy, auntie, uncle, sister, brother, nominate.
Yeah, perfect. Just get out there and nominate.
Yeah.
Right, you might remember that I asked you about your favourite song. Did you think of one?
Well, you know, this song always gets me thinking. It sends me back to my childhood. You may think, oh, gosh, it's a class, but it's Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Our Children, Our Future.
Oh, that's a wonderful song. That's amazing.
That's the song that always gets me very tearful and gets me thinking about, you know, we don't stay young forever. And during your youth, enjoy it, embrace it as fun, explore. And that song always reminds me that don't take for granted your youth. Live it. Enjoy it.
Wise, wise words. Amazing. Did you want to dedicate it to anyone in particular?
My boys, I would like to dedicate to my boy DJ and my boy Tosh.
There you have it.
And I've got an older son, which is he's called Jay. So I'd like to, you know, dedicate it to my boys.
Oh, that's it, of course. A mother looking after her sons. Well, this is for them. This is for your sons. Thank you, Saz, so much for joining us. But more than that, for being an inspiration to so many people. You know, you are a wonderful person and what you're doing is amazing. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Larissa. And for the sponsors that are out there, please, Bromley Businesses, if you really are passionate about what young people are doing in the area, in community, please sponsor us.
Amazing. Fingers crossed we'll get you some more sponsors for you.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Larissa. Thank you for your time. Thank you for giving me the platform. And, you know, I wish you equally best of luck with amazing work that you're doing with the magazines.
Much appreciated. Thanks, Saz.
You're welcome.
Take away.
I love that song, and yay for the Yay Awards. I think what Saz is doing is absolutely brilliant, so inspirational. So yes, if you do know any youngsters, you need to nominate, as she says in her own words. It's just a lovely feel-good thing, and I'm so glad that she started it. And these are the next generation, you know. We should be uplifting them. We should absolutely be celebrating and inspiring them and being inspired by them as well. So well done to you, Saz. Thank you for joining me today. And I think that about sums it up for today's show. But thank you, more importantly, to you guys for listening here on Bromley Radio. So until next time, as I normally say, look after yourselves and each other, and I'll be back next week with another show. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to The Little Big Show with me, Loretta Wright, on Bromley Radio. Feel free to contact me. You can email hello@lifeinmagazines.co.uk. Until next time, take care, and remember, a little kindness goes a long way.